$1,000.
Dude, yeah.
You get 1 month of fame as the spit on the cock girl.
Yeah.
And then the rest of your life.
Sorry, daddy.
Ooh.
Daddy, I didn't know I was on camera.
Yeah, she's got that accent. He's got it way worse. He must be. That Shaq picture would fucking devastate me. Oh, Lord.
You get your ass home here right now, Annalise.
Annalise is about
to
go.
Stop spitting on peckers on the internet.
I saw a video. Now, I didn't see it, but somebody brought it to my attention. You've been, and I don't even want to say it over the phone, but you've been spitting on guys' peckers. What the hell are you doing? I sent you to the big city, Nashville, and the next thing I know, you're on the internet talking about spitting on Shaquille O'Neal's fucking cock. What the fuck? What the fuck happened down there?
Oh, man. I can't stop thinking about you, Shaquille O'Neal, and his tiny Chinese wife in his giant bed, and you're spitting on his picker.
I understand he is married to a Chinaman. Man, the disrespect you showed her. It's not even about the family. The disrespect you showed Shaquille O'Neal's Chinaman wife.
Next thing I know, Sir Charles will have you kebabbed right with Shaquille O'Neal.
Sir Charles.
What, next thing I know, I'm going to be watching the NBA, and you're going to be getting fucking spit roasted at halftime on the fucking halftime report. And that's my favorite show. Those guys are a fucking cut up.
Those men would destroy you, Annalise.
Annalise, you don't know the type of hell you're bringing upon yourself. Sir Charles and the big Aristotle. They would put a hurting on you, girl. Now come home.
Here's the thing. Caitlin's going to strike back, and she's going to strike back hard.
Yes.
You know, and everyone's going to be like, we need to control the gun policy.
You think Caitlin's going to hit the eject?
She's going to shoot up the game.
She's going to go, everyone's picking on me.
Caitlin Clark playing in a trench coat. It's a little hard to see.
She's going to wear it for a few games first. Like, with her patented trench coat. That would be funny because they always do that like catwalk type that model walk into the stadium. She's going to be wearing the full trench coat outfit. She's got her patented, greasy, unwashed hair. Straight, clumped together hair.
Oh, is that a prescription bottle that
looking
fell out of the pocket?
Particularly pale. Clearly on SSRIs. Oh, she's got an AR-15. She's going to hit him from long distance, though. She's going to hit him from half court. People are still going to be pumped. They're going to be like, look at that shot.
She shoots a three-pointer, deflates it, and just lights up the talking team.
Taylor Swift has a fat strong pussy or like a skinny one?
Probably like, yeah, yeah, she's got the paper cut, bro. Yeah. I'm imagining a good hybrid, like a little fat, but not too fat.
Talking like a buttery mini butt?
Yeah. Buttery mini butt. Just it glistens when it's wet.
Yeah. I think she has a chunky monkey, brother.
Really? Chunky? I don't know. Yeah. I'll be honest, this is all just speculation. Sure.
Yeah, dude. All the dudes, she's like, she's quietly slaying everybody.
She is ran through.
She's run.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro, I haven't been following her. Who's she been running through?
Everybody.
Everybody. Yeah. And they mama
all
up
the famous
in there.
White guys.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Think no Kanye black smashed? Guys,
though. Kanye, you think Kanye smashed?
She hasn't had one black guy, right?
No, not one black guy.
Not to my knowledge. She's like she Alexis Texas.
She had Gerard. She had Gerard Carmichael at the game last week.
I know, really? But he a fruity bull, though.
Yeah. He's a fruity bull?
That's true.
Homo thug.
A fruity bull.
What do you do in Jewish church?
The last time I went to synagogue was
you guys sit
after 9/11.
Ooh, did you guys high five in there?
Whoa,
after 9/11, you went to the celebratory fucking synagogue?
Why did we high five? You would money lend at like 50%. Like people didn't understand interest. So if you understood it, you would just.
I would have been taken for everything.
Yeah.
It would have been like, you want $50? I'd be like, yeah. Like, all right, you owe us $290. I'd be like, sure. Oh, fuck. What have I done?
I remember hearing that somewhere where like the Pope was very close with the Jews. And every time they decided to kill a bunch of Jews, he had to like meet with the guy and be like, hey, man.
My hands are tied.
It's tax season.
Yeah. You guys know how this goes. It's tax season. There's going to be some real unhappy people. So they're going to take it out on you. You guys are good at that, though.
What bit?
Money.
Yeah, the money stuff.
That's a good thing to be good at.
Yeah.
If you want to get like a... They do like a European history or like America, kind of like Western civilization. If you want to get that, it's actually, I could see it. If you're black, that's probably sick to watch. Cause I was on the, like that ride in Disney World. It's just like basically European civilization and like from like the dawn of time all the way to modern times. And you kind of do get fired up. Like, damn, it's fucking sick. I forgot about ancient Greece. Cool, that was sick. Yeah. And it goes all the way to the modern time. And literally you end, you're like, there's nothing we can't do. It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
So no, seriously.
Yeah.
I know. It's just funny.
I mean, America.
I know, but it's funny to be there. There's nothing we can't do. It's like, that's what you got out of that. You went on Epcot and you got out like the white race.
I'm telling you, that you know I'm the least racist guy in America, dude.
That's true. For sure. Post negativity.
But it fight got me. That Walt Disney's fucking anti-Semitic propaganda got me. Yeah. Like, yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. It was like, imagine like your dad would be like, oh shit, here comes a traveler. Some filthy Italian guy, and just go, here, come into my house. The dad would walk, just leave for 3 days. And it was, I'm being respectful, it was free use.
Don't get me started.
For three fucking days.
Fucking Asian free use?
With a whole Chinese family.
You're talking Chinese moms and daughters free use?
Yes, dude. For beads. For beads.
For beads.
And then the women of the house would hang a hat on the door. So that was like the father would like walk by the door and see the hat on and be like, sick. And then just leave for two more days. And then finally the hat would be gone after like 3-4 days. And he would come back to his house and be like, hey, guys.
Hey.
They said it was more so the Uyghurs. So maybe that's why those Uyghurs are so fucking light skinned. He kind of definitely maneuvered around it.
Yeah.
That's all it is now. Sticky move. Yeah. Sticky move. Yeah, sticky move. Mm-hmm. Sticky move. Well, whether theory. Or not people are eating cats is less the point. And it's like, well, it's pretty important. It's cool to know.
Yeah, my theory was to get it, the pets to start eating the immigrants. That was my solution to the problem that I pitched this weekend.
Where'd you pitch it?
In the stand-up comedy show.
How
my funny joke show.
Wrong sermon. That's the next thing you know, dude.
Obviously,
you're
I'm fucking around.
Plane.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, there's no problems with being Muslim at all, but you can't, like, don't go all the way. You know what I mean? But you want to go a little bit? You want to fucking get in there, dip in, dip out?
Yeah.
Beautiful, dude. What a beautiful culture.
And a corrective measure for your wife. If you want to use it to like completely dom your wife, I get that.
100%, dude. Have her cover up.
40 chess, yeah.
Love it. Yeah, because, dude, these, but Muslim women, dude, when they, I don't know if, I mean, you know, when they take that shit off, I mean, the beauty is next level, dude. They're like, they look Latina to me. They're Latina with hummus.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, they're the hummus Latinas.
Like he was trying to.
Damn, that sucks when you're trying to quote Hitler. And you, I mean, a Farrakhan quote is good too, but it sucks when like you're trying to quote Hitler.
What are you trying to do there, LeMay? You trying to act like he wasn't quoting Hitler?
No.
I appreciate your loyalty, your brand loyalty.
Get it, Noah?
It was like a Snapchat or his Instagram
story. Yeah, it was from his Instagram. It said, it's a book, and it says, Hitler said, and it was highlighted. It says, because the white Jew knows that the Negroes are the real children of Israel, and to keep America secret, the Jews will blackmail America. They will extort America. Their plan for world domination won't work if the Negroes know who they are. The white citizens of America will be terrified to know that all this time they've been mistreating and discriminating and lynching the children of Israel.
Yeah, true. If I hear a black dude start spouting off about like Hitler,
just do it. Like, you start doing like an Indian accent, be like, oh, no, 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 no. So like, hey, there he is. Like,
oh, no, no, no. I got it.
That's the least you can do to weaponize your privilege, please.
You do need to weaponize your privilege.
You have to weaponize your privilege, dude.
If you hear
don't weaponize it too much and start defending the white race, but don't weaponize it that much. But just, you know, enough to like, you know, get a nonprofit started so you can draw from the salary for doing basically nothing. Dude, you just fucking hate Hindus.
I would be honest. I don't hate Hindus, but I don't know that I'm ready for a Hindu president.
I'll be honest.
I'm so ready for a Hindu president, dude. No, that's my thing. I don't care about his politics. I just want a Hindu president.
Dude, if I can't eat hamburgers, I'm going to fucking flip.
He's going to ban hamburgers.
He's going to ban all cow products.
You think stop banning hamburgers?
I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but I want a Puerto Rican president before we have a Hindu president.
Puerto Rican president.
Just because I feel like it's just, I don't know, the next step. Like, all right, white and black, that makes sense. It was like, y'all, then we got here. Then we can't have a Native American president. They're going to cause too much chaos. They got a lot of pent up.
Old
rage.
We got to have another black president first.
I'm not even like a completely black president.
Can we all agree, red and black, that we'll have no women presidents?
For sure. Can we cheers on this? I'm in the sky, boys.
We'll sign the papers later.
No. I have the Comanche.
The what?
You should do a play where the kids are the Comanche.
True.
And they abduct white settlers and gang rape them and disembowel them in front of their families.
That'd be pretty
That'd
fun.
Be cool.
Fake scalpins?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Pulling up fake little kids.
Yeah. Like real Hollywood blood packets? That might be. Yeah. I can see that good. Stepping up like kids productions.
He's like, you're on Black Twitter. He's like, he also loves that I'm on Black Twitter.
It's very funny.
I'm on Black Twitter. And it works.
You might have wrote that article The Root.
Maybe I did.
But it works getting you fired up?
No, it works. And then I realized, you know, it's not a unique thought. We've talked about it before, but everybody's algorithm, like it's like if I was a black person and saw white Twitter, I'd be like, God damn, these honkies are fucking racist.
Bro, I'm on white Twitter, bro.
I think I got white Twitter because of like everybody I know.
Yeah.
And that's what it'll do to you. It'll be like,
oh yeah.
It'll just show you the worst things. I think my algorithm doesn't know though. It shows me black, like the shit that it will show white people to get y'all fired up, but it also shows me the shit that gets us fired up so I can kind of exist.
Oh no,
in
you're
a
just,
nice
yeah.
middle ground.
I got like, both. I get both.
It's that kind of keeps you sane. I think
I get
it helps.
My ex is for real. Like I open it and it's like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
It's like, can we all agree that they're just not good? And I'm like, yo,
fine. I'll say it.
they do it. It's all those guys like, I'm just going to say this.
Nobody said it in the last 5 seconds. I'll say it. Yeah.
You know, I don't have a lot of authority over anybody, but I'm pretty sure I can take a couple of chubby 10-year-olds.
I feel like water parks have become a minorities game.
Oh yeah.
Big time.
They kind of always were. They scouted them hard in the 90s.
They weren't around.
I'm saying I think they scouted them hard in the 90s because they were white. The whites definitely controlled the yard in the water park in the 90s. But then
we did control the yard, dude. Yeah, but that was because that was our generation of whites.
True.
We used to control the yard pretty heavily. Saw some black kids. You're not afraid to hit some slurs at the water park. You could yell anything back then.
True.
When we were there, it was the hardworking river. I said top and bottom, and boy, I was going to call you gay again. You seem less zesty. Is that why he's become the king? Or is he still?
He had to go to the zesty underworld. Now he became straight king.
Yeah, straight king now.
It doesn't bother us anymore. He's just super zesty. We just let him be.
That's how you know Lemaire's mad at me.
Lemaire is mad.
Well, I get it. You guys have reservations about it. I think it's totally innocent, the project. I try to give them the Black Swim Club as an idea. I think it'd be, you guys could be defying stereotypes. It's you two in the pool. You bring another black comic over. You just chop it up, talk about whatever. And then all three
honestly,
of
that'd be a really
swim on camera.
Fucking funny ass podcast.
I know, man. And they won't do it.
None of you can swim.
$1 million idea.
Just try to talk while you're doggy paddling with your ass in the air.
I think what
can't be it. Can't lose. We can't lose anybody though.
We have white lifeguards.
Yeah, we will have the whites.
No, I don't trust y'all to not watch us drown.
We're gonna let you drown a little.
See. In Naples, like I was outside of Naples, we took my family to the zoo, and there was a tiger cage, and no one could see the tiger. My kids are like, I can't see it. Where is it? I'm like, you know a trick for seeing tigers? And they're like, what is it? I'll turn for the camera. I went.
Oh. Jesus Christ. We are old men now. It's just an old dad racist at the zoo.
Nobody laughed. Just my wife huffed and walked away.
Yeah.
I was like, that was good.
Artie, everyone else. I love Andrew Santino and everybody, but it's about this.
Yeah.
It wasn't about anything else.
For sure.
So she walks in, by the way, she walks in like 15 minutes after the supposed it starts. No one's there yet. There's like three weird people that I barely know. And then Caitlyn Jenner walks in. She walks in. She's like 6'4", built like a brick shit house, walks in. She's, you know, a specimen, right?
Yeah.
She walks in, she shakes my hand. I go, you're really punctual. She goes, and I taught my kids how to be punctual too. They're all punctual. And it's like the most dad thing to say ever. And then she like shakes my hand. I'm like, yeah. So like we give her a drink and like you just like then like more people start to come. Maybe there's like 20 people there now. And then she's just talking about how no one's patriotic anymore in America.
Awesome.
And how like, so she's standing in the middle of my kitchen showing people pictures of her plane and going, nobody's patriotic anymore. You know, when I won those gold medals, she goes, people were cheering for me, but they were also cheering for America. Fuck yeah. Nobody's fucking patriotic. And then it's, she's surrounded by L.A. godless scum, you know, who have to swallow this message. And like some of them are agreeing. And her trans MAGA influencer girlfriend starts going like, you know, it's kind of a low voice, but she's like, she goes, well, she goes,
kind of a low voice.
Well, she goes, well, I think that one of the real problems with this country is that nobody appreciates it for how good it is. And I'm like, yeah, you know, and we're just rah, rah. And it's just, it's the craziest.
I mean, what else can they possibly do? They have
right now, they're doing the best they can.
Black ladies beating up white ladies.
Race war.
Yeah.
Race war. And no one watches it. They just see a clip online of Angel Reese clotheslining Caitlin Clark, and they go, the race war.
Yeah. What do you think about it, Steve? You know, I think the hot take is to be like, it's basketball. That's the game.
Yeah.
It's just a game. It's like, yeah, but they're girls. They shouldn't be hitting each other. They're girls.
That is
it's
true.
It's fucking upsetting to watch girls elbow each other.
I know what side you're on.
I was going to say, to be fair, they're like the fighter type girls, though.
Lesbians? Nice. It remains. Target. Someone has a fucking spine in the food community.
There's no black man on it?
They took him off?
God damn it.
Why can't black dudes be on food products? What the fuck is going on?
Because white people get offended.
True.
If you put out an Aunt Jemima in front of me, I'm going to go,
how fucking dare you? Not after what happened to George Floyd. Get rid of that. He's probably a fucking dick.
Look at his little ass. Get the fuck out of the way, you black bitch. Ah.
he's probably nasty as hell, dude.
What's this? No, I don't have. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't have any change.
No, I won't let you pump my gas. Ow, shit.
Ow. That everyone knows that it's a great thing for a young lady to spit on someone's penis.
I don't like it.
It's just.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah. It's nice.
It's cool.
But I hear what you're saying. In the midst of the action, if a lady, especially a lady of that age, spat on your penis, you'd be like, ma'am.
I got a problem with my car. You know, I don't have a lot of money. Maybe we could go in the back. And he was very much like, I can't do that. I'm married. And then she was like, it's me.
Oh, my
it's
God. What? He was married?
Yeah. Like, Dad, why would you do it?
Evil fucking trick. That's an evil Jewish trick. That's such a Jewish trick.
Go ruin that guy's life. Destroy that man's life. I sign his checks. I'll do whatever I want with his soul.
When they did crucify him, it was during like a religious holiday for Jewish people. So the city was packed, like hundreds of thousands of people. And there was like 200 Roman soldiers in a garrison. And there was already like civil unrest. And then they were like, you got to kill this guy. They had no, they would have,
yeah,
they
it's
had
a
to tinder do
tinder box.
Yeah. If they were like, no, they were, the Jews would have been,
oh, God. Yeah, we're going to get in there. We're going to get you.
And
pool basketball. Pool basketball. Pool 150, you know.
Not even close, bro.
That's fucking crazy.
Pool b-ball is not even close. Yeah, we beat black teens, Legion of Skanks.
Who else is there?
That's
Puerto Ricans, blacks, Jews. We beat them all. We really are fucking American History X.
Because then it gets weird. Because also, like, I've noticed high black fashion. First time in my life, I'm going, you guys are good with that. You guys can have that. The fucking black guys have found out about JNCOs now.
It peaked in 2004. Yeah. Black fashion. G-Unit was probably around then.
I would say FUBU jerseys, G-Unit tank
Diplomats
top,
and G-Unit.
The best.
They had it.
Then it was that skinny was jeans.
Now it's just been.
It was skinny jeans.
Now they're just recycling old white guy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, now we're goths. Now we're vampires.
I know.
It's coming.
What's going on in the black high fashion world? Because I feel like you guys have lost your way, if I'm being honest, as brothers. And that we have, you know,
yeah.
Before Shane race transits. Race transits.
I'm
going to
race trans. I'm coming back jacked and in Jenkos. I'm coming back as Jaleel, yeah.
Holding a handbag.
I think the Jordans are too expensive.
You can't, come on, like, man. That fucking Jenko shit's so expensive. I don't want to hear that. What are you telling me black fashion has hit a thing where they're finding budgets? Good luck with that, dude. That's not the case at all.
Yeah, we're talking to NBA. We're talking to NBA pregame. We're talking to walkout.
Yeah, man.
Those outfits are fucking
they're kind of sus. Sometimes they're sus.
Sus as fuck. Crazy. They wear like vests with no undershirts.
Or a purse. Like a, but like
we'll rock a purse.
With probably nothing in it.
It's, yeah, it's right, gone too far. Like that's,
it does make it worse, though. At least put something.
I would never.
Don't, dude, the fucking historic. Kamala? The historic fucking Gamala? Significance?
Never.
Fuck, dude.
Finally, we got an Indian in the White House.
We needed an Indian.
We needed a powerful Indian.
So this is something they've attacked her for. Not attacked, but like, you know, Drew trying to took away some of her POC thunder. Were they, is she not black? I think people are trying to say
she's half. She's Jamaican. She the bubble clot Jamaica, ma.
Really?
She like, I'm a vice president now.
Are we allowed to do Jamaican accent?
I think you can, yeah, totally. I think enough as long people, as you don't put on the hat with like fake dreadlocks, you're
that's
fine.
That's why you can still do Jamaican is so many white people. Mm-hmm. The people that
Wait,
police.
Chet Hanks does it.
Chet Hanks is the GOAT, dude. True. That guy rules.
Well, he also did a pro Biden Jamaican
Pussy
accent.
Boy, that bubble clot. Dude, I was so hyped for that. Chet Hanks rules. Yeah. Chet Hanks, Shrek 1. Chet 1. Yeah. And the reason we're still allowed to make fun of Jamaican accents is because all of the rich kids that police cancel culture, all the improv kids were rich, so they went to Jamaica as kids. Every single anti-cancel culture kid has a picture of them as a girl with cornrows and hookah shells or puka shells in their hair.
Dude.
So you're allowed to stay the bumba clot, the boy, the rude boy.
True.
Because they won't get you on that. Because if they do, you'll go, ooh, ooh, ooh.
True.
You basically did blackface with your hair.
They did.
A little bit ago.
Did you ever hear the argument against why, what the fuck was it? So there was an argument saying like, all right, well, if black women throw like blonde wigs in their hair all the time, why can't a white chick throw in some braids? And the argument against it is like somewhere in like New Guinea or something.
They have
like
blonde hair.
There's like black people with blonde hair. And they're like, see, there's some people there. Therefore, it's.
You can only have hair that your ancestors had.
It's kind of, yeah, it's a kind of the thing. So, like, well, technically there's, like, people over there. It's just
I was, you know what?
It's a weird argument.
Now that we're getting down. We got about a few more months. We got 40 days to get our racial complaints out.
True.
Before Biden takes office, and then we'll never talk about race again, I promise.
Well, no, we will, but it'll be about the white race, dude, and not in a good way. Okay, welcome to episode 405. Fuck, I fucking hate myself, dude. Fuck.
No, Matt. Come on, man.
I know.
Look. Oh, yeah. I was reading this one. It was breaking down the races for voting.
Yeah.
Stop doing that. It's weird, dude.
Yeah, for sure. Because
then the comments are like, look, I'm a Latina woman. I got to admit, we fucked up. Black women, thank you so much for carrying this. And it's like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Stop with this fucking break. It's crazy.
No,
it's crazy. We're all Americans. You know us.
Yeah, dude.
We know you.
We're all going to be in the suburbs one day.
We're going to be Americans. Come on.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, too, because it's like, as just, you know, taking away the moral aspect of it.
It's odd.
As a system of, like, trying to arrange millions of people by, like, an abstract, like, you know, like, there's your skin color, therefore I can predict and, you know, say everything about you. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. Like, you know, white people did it to black people, and like, hey, you know, you got to do this. You can't do this because you're this. And then, you know, now it's like, you know, tides turn to hit white people with it. And they're like, hey, we hate racism so much that we're going to attack white people based on the color. And it's like, you know, whatever. I'm not even, you know, I'm not
good for white people for at least staying true to how we attack things. You know what I mean? Like we used to attack people for not being white.
Yeah.
That's always been the barometer.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wait, are you white?
Yeah.
Get out of here if you're not. And then now it's like, wait, are you white? That's bad. Did you know you were bad?
And that's, it's like.
Good barometer.
The problem is if you take
that's a little barometric pressure, huh? What do you know about that?
Barometric pressure, bro?
What do you know about that?
Dude, that was like, that came along after the hygrometer.
What is it?
The pressure of the atmosphere.
Tell me about it.
It's the pressure of the atmosphere.
What's the pressure of the atmosphere?
It's just how heavy the fucking air is. I don't know. Dude, what the fuck? What the fuck, dude? I'm talking about race right now. Dude, don't you dare white-splain the weather to me, you fucking asshole.
I'm sorry, you're right. We need more POCs in weather, not just that one guy, Al Roker.
True, and not that hot lady from Telemundo either, dude. Stop staring at her ass.
Tell us about the weather.
Byron Allen owns the Weather Channel.
Byron
Allen owns the Weather Channel.
No, Byron Allen, the comics weather. Guy?
Yeah, yeah.
So Byron Allen owns the weather?
Yeah, yeah.
So wait, the blacks control the weather? I knew it, dude.
Basically, the Jews. The blacks are the Jews.
Blacks are the Jews.
Damn, I don't want to cross these. I don't want to put these dots together, but my mind's automatically doing it.
You did it.
So the Jews do control
the Jews do control the
although,
weather.
Byron
Allen,
say,
black Israelite, Jew. The weather. The true Israelites.
The weather is actually going to be, it's you know, if you're in the meteorological, I can't say it.
Meteorological.
If you're in the meteorological community,
yeah.
You know the weather is about to be taken up by, like, Department of Defense. The weather will be taken up by a brand.
Yeah, they're controlling it.
There has been a program at DARPA where they have tried to destabilize other countries. That's a thing that they've actually done.
Yes. I heard Alex Jones talk about that.
They might not have done it, but somebody was like, "Hey, do you think we could, like, cause a tornado over there?"
Yeah,
and they're like, "We'll get the weather.
With some tornadoes.
We'll get Glenn the Hurricane Schwartz." Dude, imagine him just being like, "Hey guys, bring your umbrella," and then he goes around. He's just like, "Yeah, we'll do a fucking C5 on these motherfuckers. Let's fucking hit them with a fucking hurricane.
Make it 150 degrees there for a week. Hey guys, you're gonna want to bring your sunblock. You're at war with the United States. We are gonna turn the weather against you. You should have listened to
but
us."
They wanted to do it initially to, like, you know, like, can we? How could we? You know, it's like, if we're flying over somewhere, we need visibility. You know, and they're like, "Could we? Is there a way we can kind of break up fog a little bit?" And then someone was like,
"I think we can make a tornado.
Yeah, can we send a nader over there?
We can probably create hurricanes. This is what causes it."
Yeah, so.
That'd be tight. I'm on Sicario. That's what you need to be on.
Yeah. You're trying to control drugs. I'm trying to control the weather.
Yeah, but it's the same thought process of
white
just
people.
Like people, white guys going behind the scenes, being like,
"For now, dude, they're going to get ousted from weather control soon. They're not going to like it."
Weather control?
Yeah, they're going to get ousted. Whites, dude, the fucking hateful.
It's always
going to
be. Look, whites need the fall.
True.
We need fall weather.
Please, POC.
Byron Allen,
fall.
POC. When you take over the weather, it can't always be summer. You guys can't always be having damn block parties. I'm sorry. Too many damn block parties. We need winter.
True.
Time for you guys to go back inside.
Hey, dude, it's so, dude, if you live in a predominantly black neighborhood, I remember I lived on 37th and Mellon, and dude, you're all your buddies, all your neighbors, they just fucking leave you for like 4 months. You're like, where did everybody go?
Winter.
I was just a lone honk, dude. In a black neighborhood, riding my bike home from work in the winter and just be like, "Where are all my buddies, dude?"
They must see white people out during the winter and be like, "These people are nuts." It's 20 degrees out and these fuckers are walking around out there.
Taking pictures like, Yeah, we like that kind of stuff.
Good weather. I need the fall. I love the fall, dude.
I was
just sitting out back in my parents' house watching the leaves fall one by one, getting ready for Notre Dame Clemson mentally.
It's super racist when people attack us for pumpkin spice.
It is super racist.
Yeah, dude, that's fucked up, man.
Pumpkin spice is good.
It's very nice.
I will say this. Fried chicken's significantly better. Their stereotypes even is better
is that?
There.
Who eats that? Indians or something? I don't even know stereotypes.
I don't even know.
I got MIB flash from all my stereotypes. When Biden got that last electoral vote, I was like...
What?
Who eats what now?
Who controls all the money?
The Italians? I don't understand.
Do the Italians control all the money?
The only thing I remember is that black people are the true Israelites. That's the only thing I
maintain.
Because
I
was thinking about it as I got
because that's not a stereotype. That's just the truth.
Exactly. Come on, man. If you doubt me, check my Twitter. I actually posted Hitler's writings. Didn't he post Hitler's writings?
Deshaun Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why was that?
Because he was quoting him about how white... First off,
did
a
Hitler
misquote.
Write that black
it was a misquote. Okay. Hitler didn't write this. But that doesn't... let Deshaun Jackson off the hook. He was trying
Careful.
To quote Hitler.
Careful, dude.
Off the hook. That's not racist.
No, I'm not saying it's off the hook. I'm just saying.
I didn't use a bad analogy
saying that
there.
Deshaun Hitler. I wasn't saying you were. I'm saying I can't. You careful saying that Deshaun Hitler wasn't able to. Quote
Deshaun him. Hitler.
Sorry.
Deshaun Jackson.
Deshaun Jackson. Careful saying Deshaun Jackson wasn't supposed to quote Hitler. Because
Deshaun Jackson was.
It's offensive.
He accidentally didn't quote Hitler. He was trying to quote Hitler. That's what's funny about it. People are like, he didn't even quote Hitler. That Hitler didn't say that. It's like, well, he thought Hitler
who
said that.
Who said it? Who's?
I don't know. It was gibberish. It was made up gibberish.
It was just like Marx.
It was just like Hitler. Yeah, it was Karl Marx. No, he's like Hitler said that it was something about like white people are going to be shocked when they find out the true Jews are black and they've been treating them bad.
And Hitler,
which it's like, first off, Hitler would have, this is crazy because Hitler didn't treat who he thought the true Jews were pretty good, you know? He wasn't like being nice to the real Jews.
I wonder what Hitler, yeah, how do you think Hitler like felt about black people back then?
Maybe Hitler, he wasn't a big fan.
Really?
He wasn't.
Not at all?
No, I don't
think. Who do you like better?
I think he liked the whites the most.
He liked, who did Hitler like better, Jewish people or black people? Be honest.
Truthfully, I think he liked black people more than Jews.
Sick.
I think he really had a vendetta.
But he didn't know the truth. If he'd known the truth, then.